Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report, episode number 84 for Wednesday, December 27th, 2023. And this show is sponsored by, as it is every week, TLVTalk.com. Come and say what needs to be said. This show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLV, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who we will bring in after I get through this weekly intro and opening for the show. The title of today's show is Artificial Intelligence, AI, Friend or Foe? Now, that's a little bit more, that's a little bit deeper than just saying it. We're going to get into that on several different levels. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truths and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. And anybody who pushes back on that, you're listening to the wrong show, or you wouldn't be listening to this show if you didn't already believe that. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, a very good friend of mine, and for a very long time, actually. And also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlow Radio. Please do what you can to help these platforms not only stay online, but to grow. Here he goes again. And how can you do that? Well, I'm going to tell you the best way you can do that. If you are somebody, here he goes again, who contributes on a irregular basis. In other words, you do contribute, but, you know, you may have a little extra money now. You may have a little extra money in 3 or 4 months, whatever. But you contribute. My suggestion every single week, and including this week, is that you pretty much figure out what you donate over the course of a year, divide it by 12, and the next time you go in there, you select the make this a monthly reoccurring donation, and you put that number in. So if you donate $120 over the course of a year, and you divide that by 10, then you have what? You have your payment for each month going forward. And it's not very much. And if you wish to give more, give more. But what you have just done is you have just assured every one of these platforms that they are going to have a certain amount of money coming in each month. I mean, if enough of you do that, you build a basis by which they can give you bigger, badder, better, faster. Steve, where have I got that wrong? Gee, is that the first time I've asked you that?
I think it's the first time. I'm not sure, but I don't think you've gotten anything wrong, no.
Okay. I bug him with that every week. One of these days he's going to say, oh, just shut up, Roger. Thank you, Stephen. All right. So, Stephen, anything you would like to plug in real quick about the title of today's show, Artificial Intelligence, Friend or Foe?
Oh, I thought you was going to say more on the Trump case, but no. It's
no,
AI?
No, we're not going to be talking about
okay.
Trump today.
Nope. AI sounds cool.
All right. Very good. It's not cool, but yes, the conversation and the discussion of it is not only necessary, but it actually is interesting. So, first off, let us get through the rest of this intro. Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truth and to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of this show, TLVTalk.com. Also, a link to any references or articles used for this show's presentation will be included in tomorrow's article published on the Liberty Beacon by noon every Thursday, including active links to other pertinent data points and articles as well. Okay, let's get down to business. And again, the show title is Artificial Intelligence, AI, Friend or Foe? Now, I'm going to start out with a couple of comments that should help to set the table here, okay? Let me tell you that artificial intelligence, AI, has exhibited no evidence of consciousness or creativity and currently has no capacity to operate widely in the physical reality. Yet, I said currently, and then I ended that with yet. Or is it just that we're not permitted to know at what level artificial intelligence exists today? All right, why did Roger just say that? Here we go again. What the heck did Roger do for a living? Roger worked for the military-industrial complex. Roger worked for high-tech companies that built the best tech on the planet. And if you don't think that's not owned or operated or controlled in some fashion by the military, you're not doing enough research. Okay? So, anyway, as we look at something like artificial intelligence, we look at two different schools. We look at the school that says this is very dangerous, and there's, I don't know, a lot of good science fiction books out there about artificial intelligence taking over and destroying humanity. Now, for any of you who don't believe that, that is a possibility. It's a very good possibility, okay? If we don't do artificial intelligence right, and it gets the ability to go when and where it wishes, eventually humanity will be, I don't know, something that bothers it, something it doesn't really need. If I've got robots to fix me, if I've got robots to expand me, if I've got the intelligence to do these things and I don't need any help from morons called humans, because at that point, any human brain would be a moron in comparison. And we're reaching that point. Now, I started this off with a comment, and I'm going to go over that comment again because it's very, very important to help set the groundwork for this discussion. Artificial intelligence has exhibited no evidence of consciousness or creativity and currently has no capacity to operate widely in the physical reality. Or is that what we are permitted to know? I can tell you, having worked for the military industrial complex for over 30 years, I can, and or the military, I can tell you this without any fear, okay? The level of technology that is available to those in the military or those who work in conjunction with the military is far beyond what you and I can see on a daily basis. How do I know this? I lived in that world for over 30 years. There are things, and no, I won't talk about them, but there are things that I saw and worked with in that in those facilities that I still don't see today in the public domain. And how long has it been since I've even worked for them? Oh, let me see, 22 years? And some of that technology I was using in the late 1980s, early 1990s. So we're talking technology that I was aware of 30 years ago that you still don't have access to. So when they say to us, when we are told artificial intelligence has exhibited no evidence of consciousness or creativity and currently has no, excuse me, no capacity to operate widely in the physical reality. Okay, how much of that do you believe? I'm not telling you it's not true. What I am telling you is, for somebody who spent 30 years working within that realm, I don't believe that comment. I don't. And I have heard too much about artificial intelligence and its ramifications on humanity, okay, to believe that. And I know the difference in the technology levels between what you're aware of and what the military actually has the capability of using. And it's not the same thing. And anybody who has done the type of work I did for three decades knows that to be an absolute fact. So do I believe that AI has not been brought to the point where it has some level of consciousness? Do I believe that hasn't happened? No, I don't believe that. I don't. I believe that AI has been much further developed than we are being led to believe. And we'll get into that a little bit deeper as we go through this. Recently, I published a very interesting article on the Liberty Beacon, and the title of that article was World Economic Forum, WEF, predicts 44% of human skills will be replaced by AI. Now, how's that for an opening, people? 44%, okay? Close to 50% of human skills will be replaced, and this is, they're talking about near future, not 100 years from now, 10 years from now, starting in about 3 or 4 years from now, okay? 44% of human skills will be replaced by artificial intelligence. So if you think unemployment is bad now, What the hell is going to happen when AI takes over your job? What are you going to do for a living? How are you going to earn a living? Or, I don't know. So what this boils down to is almost half of the workforce will become obsolete in the near future with no means of supporting themselves or their families. Sounds like the choreographed downgrading of what elitists like to call useless eaters. Us. Those who can't even work to support themselves anymore because you, via the mechanism of AI, have taken away their means of employment. Yeah. Steve, have you heard anything about this? Have you read anything about this? Do you see these type of worries out there? Or on the whole, is most of humanity just not really thinking enough about this yet?
They're not thinking about enough of it yet. They got too many other distractions that a dog looking at a squirrel or something. But we've been hearing about this stuff for, well, at least almost 40 years since they come out with the Terminator movie.
Yep,
I believe that they've had robots and AI for a long, long time. They've had robots, and they have replaced some people with robots.
This is something you and I should do a show on, okay? Not today, but I like this topic enough that I think you and I should expand upon it. You game for that?
Sure. Absolutely. I don't bring stuff up unless it's
Why you think I just said this?
Right.
All right, so we'll plan that for the future. But let me continue with this because you made a valid point, okay? All right, so let me go over that last little piece again so you understand the next piece. So what this all boils down to is almost half of the workforce, 44% by the WEF's estimation, will be obsolete. You will be obsolete because they won't need you to do your job anymore. And this is in the near future, and you will have no means of supporting yourself or your family because your skills are no longer necessary. Sounds like the choreographed downgrading of an elitist, of what the elitists like to call useless eaters, those who can't even work to support themselves. But what if that was the intent all along? What the hell have we been talking about for the last 2 years, people? What if this is a mechanism required for an elitist future where humanity is at about 500 million? Wait a minute. There's 8.5 billion of us. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the destroyed Georgia Guidestones. They could no longer be left up because they would be too in your face. When you have vaccines and you have vaccinated almost 6 billion people across the planet, and the unexplained deaths are screaming up all across the planet, and these are in the vaccinated, and you have scientists in Europe saying, stop giving these shots, you're killing humanity. So when we see that the Georgia Guidestones were destroyed, and we're starting to hear more and more about the massive number of unexplained deaths that is rising daily across the planet. How many of you have heard about that? And you're not going to unless you listen to a show like this. Is it true? You bet your sweet butt it is. There are millions of people dying unexplained across the planet. Want to guess how many of them are fully vaccinated? Would you like to guess? Now, you have a whole globe here, and you're going to kill off 8 billion of 8.5 billion people. You're going to have 500 million people left. Will they be able to do everything, see everything, know everything that you need to bring society forward, this elitist caste? No. So what are they going to need? They're going to need artificial intelligence to do what? To run the planet and the 500 million slaves that are left alive. Steve, do you think I'm exaggerating this?
Probably not, no.
And this is where it's all pointed. Why the hell do you think we are seeing such a huge focus on artificial intelligence right now? Why the hell do you think we saw a huge push on vaccines globally right now? And would you like me to go on and on? There are way too many coincidences happening in present. Way too many. And what the hell are they for? They're to keep your attention away from how many people are dying across this planet. To keep your attention away from the fact that AI is being developed at a breakneck speed. And what is it going to be used for? To replace you! Not a joke, not a guess, not an overstatement. To replace you! If they get rid of all of us and they don't have AI, they're going to have to do some work themselves. These are elites. You think they're going to want to work themselves? I don't think so. Again, what if this was the intent all along? What if this is a mechanism required for an elitist caste future where humanity, and this I had already said, is about 500 million? Not 8.5 billion. And AI is the mechanism that runs the government, that runs production, and many other services and required functions. This is as much a part of the elitist future as getting rid of 8 billion of us is. And it's a necessity. If there was ever a moment in history when globalists have been unable to contain their glee, it was the moment that AI became a focus of public discourse. They're really hoping that we're fearing it. It's clear. Listen to what I'm about to say, people. This is not a joke. This is an absolute fact. It's clear that the World Economic Forum, the WEF, Klaus Schwab, okay? It's clear that the WEF worships AI, lavishing the technology with praise and describing it as the end-all, be-all of human industry. AI, they claim, will change the world so rapidly that most people will not be able to keep up with the advancements. Let me ask you a question, okay? If they intend on getting rid of a vast majority of us, I would say it's not so much that we won't be able to keep up. It's a matter of it's exactly what they're going to need to help them run their future society, the one that I don't think we're being invited into. Do you think we're being invited, Steve?
No, we're not in the club.
Thank you. Perfect answer, as usual. Okay. All right. So we're talking about the World Economic Forum. We're talking about the young leaders, okay, that they have stationed around the world, people that have fallen under their tutelage. We're talking about the guy who runs Canada, the guy who runs France, and I could go on and on, the guy who runs England, and I would probably say at some level the guy who runs America, or we're being told runs America, because anybody here who thinks that Joe Biden is running America is a moron, just like he is, and that's a fact, okay? So is artificial intelligence friend or foe? Well, that depends on what we know and what we believe, doesn't it? That depends on what we see or what we don't see, doesn't it? We're being told to fear it. We're also being told that it's the savior of humanity. It can't be both. But it can be used as one, okay, in hiding to accomplish the other. If you and I are led to believe that this is the only thing that's going to save humanity and it needs to be done, that gives them the time to develop this mechanism to the point where it is exactly what they need when there aren't enough human beings left to do those jobs. Anybody here who thinks that I just said something I didn't mean or that I don't believe that, you're wrong. We're not talking about 100 people dying from these vaccines globally on the unexplained deaths. We're not talking about 1,000. We're not talking about 100,000. We're talking about millions, people. Millions. And we don't even know for sure because we're not being told. But when two renowned scientists, knowing full well that people have been assassinated for less recently, step up to say these COVID shots need to be stopped immediately, these mRNA shots, they are doing massive damage to humanity. So anybody out there who thinks that what Roger's talking about, the massive die-off of humanity, it's already started. The number of unexplained deaths is rising daily across the planet, and they are doing everything and anything to make sure you don't know about it. And that's not a joke. How many catastrophes are going on in this world today, people? I'd say about 10 times the normal amount. Do we have catastrophes all the time? Yes, we do. Do we have this many at this magnitude? No, we don't. And the only time you have this type of machinations from global governance is if there's something to hide. And it has to be big. People dying all over the world, and all of them coming from the vaccinated group of people, is big. What does this have to do with artificial intelligence? Well, artificial intelligence is a mechanism they are preparing for after this happens, and it's already in play. Steve, have you heard anything, or has anybody approached you with any information about the die-off that's going off across the planet and we're not being told about?
Well, I just get the same sorts of information from people that pay attention, but
yeah, it is happening, right? You're being told that, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right. And again, the numbers, we can only guess at. That's it. We can't, because we're not being told. You would think that a government of, by, and for the people would tell us everything we need to keep ourselves safe. But they told you those things were safe and effective even when they knew they were the most destructive pharmaceutical agents ever used on humanity. But they not only told you it was safe and effective, but they said it was safe and effective to give to your children. This is the government we are living under today, people. Did you hear what I just said? How many people have died as a result of those shots? But let's get back to AI, because again, those shots and the death of a vast portion of humanity is all part of that scenario. And so is artificial intelligence. But I'm going to do something that I like to do on every show, okay? I'm going to, and I may even start it before the break, I'm going to bring in an article and we will get someone else's viewpoint. Do they think exactly the same way I do? No. Do they understand the end result and what this may end up by, I don't know, forcing down the throats of humanity? Yes, they do. I'm not telling you anybody has to see things exactly the way I do, but do they see them as a threat? And do they understand that humanity must be educated in order to avoid this in as effective a manner as possible? Yes, I do. So we are going to go through another article, an article I try to bring one each week where I find another viewpoint, but something that actually not only backs up what I say, but even takes it on some levels to the next level. The article is titled, "The AI Axe Will Fall First on Bureaucrats and Journalists." I'm going to give you that title again, because this article is about the immediacy of AI. Artificial intelligence right now, or within a few months, or a year at the most, not 10 years from now, not 15 years from now. And if that's the case, and the rollout has already started, a lot of sites are already using AI. They already are, okay? They're using AI to answer questions if you've got questions. And from what I've seen, that's a huge mess. I'm never happy talking to an AI bot trying to get information off a site that I am paying a fee for, whatever. But AI is being used quite extensively, but in very limited fashions. So once it starts to spread out, where is it going to be used first and at what level? So, again, this is Christopher Chantrill. And the title of his article is "The AI Axe Will Fall First on Bureaucrats and Journalists." Now, does that make sense to you a little bit, Steve? That the first people they're going to go after is, yeah, these type of people?
Maybe. People that aren't towing the line.
Yeah. People who aren't towing the line. Well, let me explain something to you because you just set it up perfectly again.
Yeah, can I explain something else?
Oh, sure.
Well, Mao Zedong did that. He went after the political opponents first, and then he went after academia. Then after that, he went after people that wore glasses because they were considered smarter than the average Chinese Joe Sixpack.
All of that's good, but what I'm going to do, and there is no but, I didn't mean to say but as in there's something better. No, we're going to twist off into this just a little bit, okay? And again, the AI acts will first fall on bureaucrats and journalists. Well, let me ask you a question. Who affects your life the most? The bureaucrats to not only make but enforce the laws, and the journalists who tell you when to be scared and when to be happy. And if you don't, you're in trouble. So if you are going to make sure as an AI component of the elites that their plan is being followed to the letter, then the two you must keep in line the most and the tightest line on are the bureaucrats who are putting out your word and making sure it's followed and the journalists who are telling us about it and why we should be doing it. So, again, AI will first, the acts of AI will first fall on bureaucrats and journalists. And you hit the nail right on the head. The ones that may not be towing the line perfectly. That's what the acts will fall first means. And who? The bureaucrats who aren't doing their job well enough and the journalists who are saying the right things at the wrong time. So let's get into this. Again, this is, well, I'll tell you what, we've got about 2 minutes before the break, so let me go off on a slight tangent here, all right? We're talking about artificial intelligence. We're talking about something that may have existed in the universe for billions of years. We're talking about those who believe, and I'm not telling you there's not a God, those who believe that the entire universe is a mind. The entire universe is intelligent. And that each and every planet we see, every star we see, every galaxy we see, that is a proton, that is an atom, that is a cluster of atoms, that is a galaxy, that is a solar system. That is, there are people who believe that the entire universe is an artificial intelligence. This is a thought that has been in people's minds for over 100 years. And if you look at the structure of the universe, if you look at the structure of planetary systems, galaxies, groups of galaxies, and you back away from that, that starts to look a little bit like the formation of solid matter. Because if you go small enough down into a piece of wood, you end up with how much space in between each atom? Yeah. The point here is artificial intelligence is not something that's a brand new thought. What it is it's a brand new development because we're talking chips now. We're talking electronics now. We're talking something that we can control because it is within our grasp, beginning to end. If we have to manipulate the intelligence of the universe, how the hell do you move 10 trillion stars? So, yeah, this is not a new concept. Have you heard of what I'm talking about, Steve?
Say that again, please.
Have you heard what I'm talking about, where the entire universe is an intelligence?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
That, well,
so
they,
again,
they figured out back in the 1930s with the electron microscope that the atom is 99.999 with the infinity sign after it.
Yeah.
it is free and open, and they don't really understand what holds it together.
Yeah. All right, my friend, I think it's a break time, isn't it? It's up to you. Are you still with me?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I was muted.
I couldn't hear you.
We'll be right back in 60 seconds, everyone.
Thank you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tldtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, everybody. That is tldtalk.com, okay? Anybody who's been to that, it was a good-looking site. It operated well. We enjoyed it, and we enjoyed providing it to whoever used it. But it was a little long in the teeth, and we have done a major upgrade to tldtalk.com, and that is the site, tldtalk.com. And when you go there, you will find the entire site has been upgraded, updated, new capabilities, so on and so forth, and that's just the beginning. Over the next couple of months, we have programmed in some other things that we can bring out and make available to the membership, but we can walk them out one at a time so that we're not causing a bunch of, oh my God, what do I do? Which one do I use? So again, TLB Talk has been totally upgraded, and the capabilities that are there now are much more than what you are used to and what it will eventually become when we present everything it's capable of doing over the next few months is awesome. So if you haven't been to tldtalk.com, it is a social media platform. It is the freedom to speak with the exception of, and again, if you're breaking the law, or if you're somebody who everything out of your mouth is the worst swear you can possibly imagine, then people are going to block you to the point where you're not talking to anybody, or if you're breaking the law, you get kicked off the platform. But other than those two things, which are normal and should be normal on any platform, you have the freedom of speech. End of story. If you wish to talk about something, you're not going to get shadow banned. You're not going to get kicked to the curb. The only way you suffer any repercussions in TLB Talk is if you are breaking the law. So if you want a place where you can set up a group where you can discuss the things that would get you kicked off Facebook and so many other platforms, as long as it's legal, you got a place to talk, people. And all you have to do is come in. It's free to join. Bring the members to the group that got shut down. Start the group over again in TLB Talk and run with your education. Today, the thing that is most critical to the American and indeed the global society is knowledge. Because half of the crap, or 90%, I should have said, of the crap they're pulling on us, we're not aware of, or we don't know the science behind it. Yeah, my name's not Fauci. Don't worry about it. So what we need to do is make as many people knowledgeable of what's happening as possible. And that is why Steve and I do the show. Have I got that right, Steve? Are you there, Steve? Okay, I probably caught him going to the bathroom or something. Okay, so let's get a little deeper into this, all right? And this is Christopher Chantrill. So going forward, I will let you know if it's me speaking, but I am going to be taking from his article. I was reading a piece about EA, which is, effective altruism. its intellectual godfather, the utilitarian philosopher Peter Singer, and how billionaires from Elon Musk to SBF are directing billions into solving global policy using EA. Again, that's called effective altruism. Then all of a sudden, the writer swung into a discussion about artificial intelligence and the challenge of saving the world when AI really gets going. So basically, Christopher's talking about information he got about people who were psyched up about this and how it would save the world. I tell you what I think. I think that EA and AI are nothing more or less than socialism 2.0. Yet another conceited plan from our intellectual betters, they think so, that, I don't know, this time, no, really, we intelligent elitists are going to save the world. So in other words, and this is Roger, he's standing back thinking that this is an elitist saying, we're going to use artificial intelligence, we're going to use effective altruism, and we're going to save the world. When the hell has anybody known the elite to think about everybody else in the world before themselves? Stop and tell me. Because I've never heard of one. Not one. Now, again, I'm not telling you that these articles I bring you will always agree with what I have to say, but they will set up points we can discuss. Okay. So the next thing Christopher says is, and then I thought some wrong think. My belief that AI does nothing more right now, today's AI, than recite ruling class narrative. In other words, is being promoted like crazy from the WEF. Anybody who is a patriot knows the WEF is the freaking enemy. Not a joke. But when these people tell you this is the best, then you ought to be leery of it. Okay? And again, Christopher said, and then I thought some wrong think. My belief that AI does nothing more than recite ruling class narrative. It wasn't wrong think, but you're going to figure that out as I continue. Okay, let's do a test. I'll call ChatGPT. Should politicians advocate for the military to suppress riots if it threatens the health and safety of journalists? You know what I'm talking about, right? James Bennett of The Economist, who was fired from the New York Times for running a piece on the op-ed page by a Republican senator proposing the use of the military to suppress riots in 2020. Okay. And he says the Newspaper Guild protested that running the piece presented a clear threat to the health and safety of journalists. So basically, you can't say that because what? Because the news said you can't say that? Of course, this goes without saying. But back to ChatGPT. And you will be glad to know that the geniuses on the server farm didn't fail me. The decision to deploy the military is complex and sensitive, and that involves weighing several factors, including the protection of journalists. It's crucial to strike a balance between public order and safeguarding civil liberties. Okay, but I have to admit that I jumped the gun on this. After reading all the filigibberit, and that's exactly what he wrote, stuff on EA and AI, I thought to myself, you know who will be the first to fall to the acts of AI? Bureaucrats, especially government bureaucrats, because the job of government bureaucrats is to pour out regime narrative. And don't you dare deviate one iota from the day's approved narrative. That's why AI is way better for advancing regime narrative than bureaucrats who may be having a spot of bother, okay, on the plagiarism front. So, again, AI, if it can be counted on to only say what you say, all right, then it is superior to that human being, that bureaucrat, who on one day may have a big strike of conscience and go, well, you know, I can't lie to you guys anymore, while he's on TV. But AI will stick to the script it is given 100%. Now, can you tell me how that denotes intelligence? Certainly not independent intelligence. That denotes something that is set up and programmed to do exactly something. And that does not scream intelligence to me. But again, what are they saying? The first who will be attacked by the acts of AI will be the bureaucrats. The bureaucrats will be replaced in order for governance to be run 100% as the elitist caste determines it will be. This is what I told you earlier when I said they're killing off 8 billion. They're going to leave about 500 million, and they will have AI set in place to do all of the functions that these millions of bureaucrats across the planet do on a regular basis, but all from a central artificial intelligence that can be controlled by humanity, the elite caste. Again, we will see. Okay. So, let me ask you a question. Guess who on the list, and yes, I got a list, they never would be missed. Guess who would be the second ones? The first ones were bureaucrats. Who's the second group that AI is going to go after? Journalists. Yeah. Because you've got the bureaucrat who has to say the narrative. Has to. And it has to be exactly the narrative. You can't go off on a tangent. AI is the answer. How about journalists? Okay. Does a journalist always say or present in a proper light exactly what you feel people ought to see? If they're human, they cannot do it every time unless the only thing they're publishing is what you are handing them and they just put their name at the bottom. That's not the case in most cases. Okay. So what do they say? Yes, journalists would be the second one. Experts agree that AI is far from replacing journalists, but its use can present significant advantages as well as critical challenges that can dramatically transform the way information is created and spread among the public. Thank goodness the experts agree on this. So basically, yes, is that true? It is. But what does that also bring with it? Yeah. So let us continue. Of course, James Bennett, in his Economist piece, has something to say about that. Back in the day, he hired on as a probationary reporter for the Times. And here's a paragraph from that. After about 6 months, the Metro editor, Gerald Boyd, asked me to take a walk with him, as it turned out, to deliver a harsh lesson in Timesian ambition and discipline. Chain smoking, speaking in his whispery, peculiarly high-pitched voice, he kicked my butt from one end of Times Square to the other. He had taken a chance hiring me, and he was disappointed. Bennett called Boyd back on a Sunday to ask for another chance, and so Boyd sent him out to do an in-depth report on the elderly. Then he sent him to Detroit to do an in-depth report on the auto industry. And now he has been fired by the Times, so you know he is on the right track. In other words, if you don't say what we are told you need to say, you can't work as a reporter here. Did you hear what I just said? Can anybody here remember the history lessons you got in school when our founding fathers called the press, okay, the fourth branch? And we were told that the press would be there, okay, to protect us from an out-of-control government, except that today it is the government that controls and owns that very press. Not a joke, people. not a joke. Okay? So, all right. So what about health? What about safety when it comes to all of this? Okay. He says, and we're going back to the article. He says, here's what I think. EA and AI are healthy, safe, abstract, pro forma. Real life is dirty, dangerous, full of mistakes, and right in your face. I'm a bit surprised that Elon Musk is involved in EA because his life seems to be organized around the real-life principles of never being afraid to make mistakes. Back to the bureaucrats. Curtis Yarvin suggests that the next regime should start by pensioning off all bureaucrats on the assumption that most of them are not that interested in power, just in having a lifetime job with a pension. And really, who needs them? Just replace the bureaucrats with a bunch of AI churning out regime narrative, and nothing has changed, except that the regime will be able to avoid embarrassment of, say, Claudine Gay because of race. The next step would be to secretly sneak out to the AI server farm and pull the plug. In case you haven't already guessed, a lot of this is satire, but I was hoping you guys would lock onto that. So let me continue. No, he's not for this. And that's where the satire comes in. So again, let me go through the last paragraph. And really, who needs them? Just replace the bureaucrats with a bunch of AI churning out regime narrative, and nothing has changed. Is that true? Yes. The only thing that has changed, the except, is that the regime will be able to avoid, what did Rogers say, embarrassment from the human mouth and the human brain, something they know isn't going to happen from the programmed artificial intelligence. The only thing is, the more you tell me this is programmed, the less I believe it's actually intelligent. Okay? Now, the next step would be to secretly sneak out again to the server farm and pull the plug. Rather like President Javier Milei is pulling the plug on the bureaucrats in Argentina. And then find out that life goes on as normal and it's not the end of the world when all of those programs respond to the order when it is given. What we're looking at here, people, is, and Steve, I want your opinion on this. What we're looking at is people are starting to get used to hearing the words artificial intelligence. AI is at the point now when somebody puts it in a document or somebody puts it in an article or whatever, people look at the A and the I, the capital, and they know that's artificial intelligence. The first thing you need to do for acceptability is to have people understanding what you're trying to get them to accept. How many people out there today, if you asked them, okay, would tell you that artificial intelligence would be something good for humanity?
Probably a good deal of them.
Yes. And that's exactly what I expected you to say, because you know. But let me ask, or let me present one more thing. A lot of people would step up and say, this is a good thing. But let's go back to how Roger started this show, okay? Roger spent 30 years working in high tech, whether it was in the military on nuclear submarines or working for Raytheon on advanced equipment globally, military equipment. So, again, I am probably very suspicious of the fact that we've heard nothing from the government. And I would tell you that if an elitist caste is going to develop something like AI in order to take up all the slack, to do all the production, to make sure the air conditioner is running, to make sure that the cars are moving on, the electric cars are moving on the streets, to make sure artificial intelligence is one of the components they need to pull the plug on us. It will work in conjunction with the vaccine. It will work in conjunction with what they're doing to take down the global economy. It will work in conjunction with. Steve, do you think this is all part of a single plan to bring humanity to its knees under the globalist elitist rule?
Sure, it's all part of the program. It has been.
Yeah.
even this.
What do you think? What are your opinions of AI? What do you see it as, both the dangers and, believe it or not, if it is, if it's segregated into small groups, if it's isolated with walls around it? I'm not telling you that AI can't be a boon for us. It can, but it has to be isolated, and it has to be 100%. I mean, we need to make sure before it's activated that it can't step out over our heads.
Well, you know, right now the robots and the artificial intelligence, they can only kill people who have the who don't have the transponders, who as they see as a threat, which is us.
Yeah.
But soon, I mean, eventually they will just kill indiscriminately, like the Terminator.
Yeah, and again, they have something in the background that's pretty much doing that job for them, at least a majority of it. Now, there may come a time, you're right, when these 15-minute cities, because anybody who doesn't understand this, you are all being told eventually that you will be moving into the city. You will not be allowed to live in the country. Why? They cannot control you in the country. This is the thought. Moving people into these 15-minute cities, and you will be controlled via this AI mechanism from top to bottom, inside to out. What you can eat, what you can see. Look, if you haven't done what governance wishes you to do, you may not be able to get your favorite foods. You may not be able to buy certain things. Let's say you smoke cigarettes. I'm just using this as an example. And the AI feels that you haven't produced enough as a citizen of, you know, this group. So all of a sudden you find out there's certain purchases you cannot make. This is what's coming. This isn't a joke. This has already been laid out and discussed in places like the World Economic Forum. They are hoping for this. They are planning for this. How many people in the World Economic Forum are not part of the elitist cast? If you're not part of the elitist cast, you're not part of WEF. Have I got that right, Steve?
That's right. You have to be in the club.
If you're not in the club, you don't belong. Now, what did they come out and say? Word for word, they said, we love AI. It's going to help us out. It's going to do the things we need to do. What the hell do they want to do? Take over the planet, global governance, and get rid of most of us useless eaters. And AI will help them do it. It will. It is a mechanism of tyranny in their hands. But again, I've already stated to you, if it is used properly and it is isolated properly, it can be a technological boon. But the problem with that is, who's to say that somebody can't copy it and use it in an area or in a place where it's not isolated? And that's when it starts to compound. There are those who feel that if you introduce AI into a, I don't know, an advanced circuit or server group or whatever, that it can move in and make it its own. At that point, it starts to grow at an exponential rate. This is what I'm talking about when I say isolation. Because if it is in a server farm, and geez, server farms are all over the planet. As a matter of fact, I own part of a server farm for all our rent, lease, for all of the websites we have. Again, none of this is new. None of this is a joke. And nobody's actually talking about it. How far along is it? Everybody knows what AI is now. Everybody knows that its intention is for future use in this country at a very, very, high level. We know this. We're being told this. What we're not being told is the dangers that are just absolutely part of it. This could be the biggest wrecking ball ever loosed on humanity. Nuclear bombs don't set themselves off. Is it bad? Yes, it is. But somebody, some human beings, got to drop it or shoot it. Okay? With AI, we don't even have to be a part of it. If this is truly an intelligence and it decides one day that humanity is just a big waste of time, And yes, I'm taking this from a couple of sci-fi movies, but aren't we on that path? And if AI can, I don't know, find its way throughout our entire computer network, both on this planet and what orbits this planet, then what will it not be able to control? Steve, that's what scares me the most.
What won't AI be able to control?
Yes. Eventually, if let loose, what won't it be able to control?
Probably nothing. I told you over a call yesterday that I've got a friend that believes AI is demonic. It's not actually real.
Well, it depends on the definition, because artificial intelligence in a mechanical entity such as a robot or whatever with a computer for a brain, you can do enough if thens or but nots or whatever to actually make it appear as a pretty intelligent entity. But and that's not demonic, because it's only what you put in there. Now, again, I started this off and you made a beautiful point, because I'm going to go back to all the way to the beginning. And Steve, you did this and I love it. I'm going to go all the way back to the beginning and I'm going to tell you how I open this. Artificial intelligence, AI, has exhibited no evidence of consciousness or creativity and currently has no capacity to operate widely in the physical reality. Now,
I know you said that. Yep.
Now, if that's the case, my question here is, why would you even have to say that? And my next point here is, we all know that it has advanced light years from where it was 30, 40 years ago. I know that. I can see the technology. I know that because I can see what AI is being used for online. I know that it has advanced massively. What I'm trying to tell people is what we are allowed to see for AI may very well not be, and this is where my experience for 30 years comes in, what we are being told this is the level of AI we have. It might be 10 times higher than that. But it's not in the elitist, I don't know, it's not to their benefit for you to know that. And that's a fact. And again, I cite that basically because 20 years, in some cases 30 years after working with technologies, I still don't see them in the public world. I don't. So if you're telling me that what we see as AI is the highest level that exists and there isn't anything else, I don't believe you. And I'm more qualified not to believe you than anybody I know. Sorry about that, Steve, but it's true.
You're
still
okay.
There?
Yes, I'm here. Yep.
All right. Any final comments here?
No. These are all good topics, all good things that need to be discussed.
You and I are going to do a show right in early in the new year, and we just picked a topic tonight.
Cool.
All right, and I'm looking forward to it. The last two we did, I enjoyed the hell out of them, Steve. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
All right, are we done?
Yes, sir, pretty much.
Everybody listen for 1 second, okay? Okay, time's up. No, listen, artificial intelligence, it's something you need to do some research on. Is it a good thing? It can be. Is it a bad thing? Oh, it can be. And the thing of it is that all depends on whose hands it's in and who presents it to you. So do some research, please. I wouldn't be doing this show at all if it wasn't something I seriously thought you needed to do some research on. I got that wrong, Steve.
No, you don't. Last thing I'd like to say is anything, no matter whether it's money or weapons or AI, it's only a mechanism. It's not evil. None of them are evil.
It's who operates it.
Correct.
Or presents
yeah.
it.
Yes. Yep.
All right, my friend. Thank you. That was a great way to end the show.
Yes, wow. It was.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, folks. We'll see you next week.